AI narrated audio generated from ShareMaestro market research. Full article. Snap-on's near-high stall contrasts with a 4.4% tools and accessories week. Snap-on remains in an active weekly trend and sits only 2.8% below its 52-week high. But a flat latest week, negative activity pressure, and merely average participation keep the read balanced. Research brief. Snap-on closed at $387.2 for the week ended 19 June 2026, down 0.1%, while its U.S. tools and accessories industry advanced 4.4% on average. The stock's longer tape is still constructive, with gains of 5.6% over 4 weeks, 8.6% over 12 weeks, and 30.1% over 52 weeks. But confirmation is mixed as activity pressure remains negative at negative 0.11, and volume was only 1.1 times the 13-week average. Key points. 1. SNA finished at $387.2, 6.1% above its $365 weekly trend line, and 2.8% below the $398.2 52-week high. 2. The trend signal is active, with 41 of the past 52 weeks in trend, but the latest market dynamics read shows no fresh buy signal. 3. Volume reached 1.9 million shares above the 1.7 million 13-week average, but still only a neutral 1.1x participation ratio. 4. Relative strength is positive at 0.41. Though Snap-on lagged a strong tools and accessories group, where the average weekly return was 4.4%. 5. The stock trades 27.7% above ShareMaestro fair value of $303.2. A sign of premium demand, but also a valuation distance to monitor if momentum cools. Weekly price action. Constructive, but no fresh breakout evidence. Snap-on's latest week was more consolidation than acceleration. The high-end tools and equipment maker closed at $387.2, down 0.1% for the week, while still sitting near the top of its one-year range at the 89.5% range position. The stock is 6.1% above the $365 weekly trend line and only 2.8% below its $398.2 52-week high, keeping the broader price structure intact, despite the lack of weekly follow-through. Momentum remains positive across the medium-term windows, with a 5.6% four-week return, an 8.6% 12-week return, and a 13.3% 26-week gain. The 52-week return of 30.1% shows that buyers have been rewarded over the full year, but the latest flat week matters because it came as the industry group moved sharply higher. Sector and industry context. Group strength makes Snap-on's lag more visible. Snap-on sits in U.S. industrials, specifically the U.S. tools and accessories, 56.0% trend breadth and 55.0% positive market dynamics breadth, while positive relative strength breadth was lower at 48.0%. Snap-on underperformed the sector's weekly move, but remains trend active and relative strength positive. The industry context is sharper. Tools and accessories posted a 4.4% average weekly return, 9.2% average four-week return, and 15.0% average 12-week return, with a high 88.9% trend breadth and 66.7% positive relative strength breadth. Peers such as RBC Bearings, Lincoln Electric, Eastern, and Timken all gained between 3.9% and 8.9% for the week, leaving Snap-on 0.1% dip as a short-term relative lag inside a firm industry group. Signals and market dynamics. Active trend, weaker pressure. The ShareMaestro setup is a balanced read, with a composite score of 67. The trend backdrop is active and durable, with 41 active weeks out of 52. But the current signal state is not uniformly supportive. Activity pressure is negative at negative 0.11, which means the latest market dynamics panel does not confirm the near-high price position with a fresh positive pressure reading. There is nuance in the signal work. Relative strength is positive at 0.41, and the expectancy model is positive at 56.64%. While activity pressure has improved materially over 4 weeks from deeper negative readings, still, the current pressure value remains below zero, and two recent reversal markers in the smart money tape argue against treating the near-high close as fully confirmed. Volume and valuation. Participation is present, not forceful. Volume was 1.9 million shares in the latest week, compared with a 1.7 million 13-week average and a 1.6 million 52-week average. That equates to 1.1x the 13-week baseline and 1.2x the one-year baseline, enough to show normal participation, but not enough to signal a decisive institutional push. The watch level for stronger confirmation remains a move above 1.5x average volume if price attempts to challenge the 52-week high. The valuation read also cuts both ways. Snap-on trades 27.7% above ShareMaestro fair value of $303.2, which reflects sustained premium demand for the stock, but it leaves less margin for disappointment if the market dynamic signal fades or industry momentum rotates elsewhere. In a near-high stock, the fair value gap is supportive evidence of demand, but also a risk marker. Risk and watch next framing. Risk metrics are not stretched by recent standards. The 13-week weekly return volatility is 1.9%, below the 52-week base volatility of 2.4%, and the one-year up-down split is favorable, at 34 positive weeks versus 18 negative weeks. Average positive weeks have delivered 1.9%, while average negative weeks have been slightly larger, at negative 2.1%. So downside weeks still need respect, even though there have been more advances than declines. The next read hinges on 3 points. Whether price can close through the $398.02 high watermark, whether the $365.00 trend line continues to define the weekly regime, and whether activity pressure moves back into positive territory. A near-high close with stronger volume and improving pressure would strengthen the evidence. Another stall, while peers keep advancing, would point to short-term relative fatigue. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.